What's up, Radiant Icons, and welcome back to Dare to Be Iconic, the podcast made for icons who are daring to be themselves. I'm your host, Amanda Policelli, and for today's tea time sesh, we are spilling the tea about my iconic 72-hour trip to Las Vegas for the Las Vegas Grand Prix. And I know if you've been following me on social media, especially TikTok, you already know that a lot happened while I was in Vegas, you know, maybe getting carried across a casino because my feet were killing me, or maybe a certain Mr. F1. Oh, maybe I didn't mention that actually on TikTok. Oopsies. I guess we're getting into that today. But anyway, Radiant Icons, you already know Vegas was everything I wished for and more. And I cannot wait to spill the tea about it today. But before we get into that, Radiant Icons, make sure to connect with me on socials, on Instagram and TikTok. It's at Amanda Policelli _ and at Dare to Be Iconic _. And if you are on LinkedIn, Radiant Icons, you already know what I'm going to say, because you know I love me some LinkedIn. It's Amanda Policelli on there. All of my socials are linked in the show notes below. And speaking of show notes, Radiant Icons, make sure to check out Dare to Be Iconic's Black Friday sale. That sale will be running until Friday, December 5th at 11:59 p.m. Eastern. So make sure to secure your order today for the holidays, because you already know you want to wear your DTBI pride all holiday season long, just in time for National Amanda Day. I know that's what you want to do, Radiant Icons. I know. So make sure to click that link in the show notes below and secure your order today. Now that we are done chit-chatting and doing the house cleaning here at Dare to Be Iconic, let's get to that piping hot tea, shall we? Are you ready, Radiant Icons? Because your tea time sesh is starting now. Now, Radiant Icons, I'm going to be so for real with you. I know you know this about me. But for all the new Radiant Icons that may not know this about me, I'm gonna let you in on a little fun fact about myself, because it's very DTBI coded. I mean, it's very Amanda coded. I mean, they all, DTBI and Amanda are all one and the same, right? But anyway, I cannot go on any type of trip or experience without taking away lessons from it, right? And sharing it on this very podcast during our tea time sessions. I cannot do anything in life without finding a silver lining. Like, that is just who I am at my core. And my trip to the Las Vegas Grand Prix is no exception to this fun fact of mine, okay? Like, this is no exception whatsoever, Radiant Icons. So I am not leaving Las Vegas with one lesson that changed my life. No. I'm leaving with four, and I did not pick four because it's Lando Norris's number. Even though, like, Lando, if you're listening, hi, you know you want to be on Dare to Be Iconic, you know, just hit me up, babe. One day. Can you wait? Like, side note real quick. Do you think Lando Norris actually, like, looks at the stuff we post about him? And I'm saying we collectively, because I can't mentally comprehend that I, Amanda Policelli, have posted about him, and he may have seen it on his feed, and he may know about my existence. Like, that's wild to me. So I'm saying we collectively, because I mentally can't handle that. I mean, at least I look good doing it, right? But anyway, can you just imagine if Lando Norris actually listens to Dare to Be Iconic? Like, can you just imagine? I mean, like, I know Lando is iconic, and I know I'm iconic, but, like, holy shit, that's, like, kind of weird. But, like, I did not pick four lessons because of Lando. I just want to make that clear. But it's a fun little coinkadink, don't you think? But anyway, Radiant Icons, let's talk about my four iconic lessons that I have taken from my wild and chaotic and unhinged trip to Las Vegas. Lesson number one is community is everything. And when I think of Formula One, and I think about this sport that I love so deeply, I think of two words in particular. I think of community and I think of belonging. Because the matter of the fact, Radiant Icons, is we all want to belong, right? And community is how we end up belonging to something that is much bigger than ourselves. I mean, the matter of the fact is we are all here, right, at Dare to Be Iconic, because we are part of the Radiant Icon community. We are in a like-minded space, a judgment-free zone where we are all daring to be ourselves, and we encourage each other to go on our paths in this journey of living out Dare to Be Iconic's mission. That is the same thing when you find communities that you are a part of, whether it's fandom of a boy band like One Direction, or it's fandom of a TV show like The Summer I Turned Pretty, or if it's of a sport like Formula One. We all gravitate to these communities, to these spaces, because we all want to belong. And it reminds us that we are a part of something that is so much bigger than ourselves, right? Dare to Be Iconic is so much bigger than myself. Formula One is so much bigger than myself, right? And at the end of the day, we are all a part of this amazing community that allows us to connect with strangers that are now our friends, right? These strangers from other sides of the country or across the world. I have met some of my best friends online because of this sport, because of the sport that we love so deeply, the community that we are a part of, the communities that we have built online because of Formula One. And so when I think of my first lesson from the Las Vegas Grand Prix, I think about community. I think about how it reminds me over and over and over again whenever I am in person at a Grand Prix, because let's be honest, the internet is so toxic at times, y'all. It is so toxic. And sometimes being in this F1 space online, it can get overwhelming at times, especially when you don't feel like you exactly fit into the mold of whatever an F1 content creator is supposed to look like, which is such fucking bullshit, y'all. There is no one way to be anything. You just need to dare to be yourself. But it doesn't negate how hard it is sometimes to make your voice known and to make your impact known, right? It doesn't like negate that. The F1 community online is hard sometimes to find your voice, to find your footing. And for me, I know I come off as this really confident icon, and I am confident in who I am. But sometimes when I'm in these online spaces, it does get hard for me. It is a little bit overwhelming. And every time I go to a track, I am reminded of this lesson, that community is everything. And when you are yourself, your community finds you. Your people find you. A great example of community is everything is my girls, Erica and Faith. I met Erica and Faith at the Miami Grand Prix earlier this year. And it's so crazy to think that it was earlier this year, because every time we were hanging out in person, I was like, oh, the Miami Grand Prix last year. Because to me, it's so insane that I met them literally in May for the first time in person at the Female Quotient event. And then 7 months later, we're all in Vegas together. I'm sharing a room with Erica. We're meeting up with Faith and we're going to a Grand Prix together. Like what? When you think of January 2025, I had no idea who Erica was. I had no idea who Faith was. And now in November of 2025, I'm going to my second race with them? Like what? That's insane. And it's all because of F1. Our paths would have never crossed if it wasn't for this sport. We have very different backgrounds. Like they both are badass women who are killing it in their respective fields, but our fields do not cross. But what crosses is our love for Formula One and how we all met on TikTok because of Lando Bash. But I love me lesson number two, because lesson number two is the reason why I had the most magical trip to Las Vegas. And I know what you're gonna say, Amanda, you only spent 72 hours in Vegas. Why was it so magical? It was because of lesson number two. Lesson number two, Radiant Icons, one conversation can change your entire night. Never be afraid to start the conversation, Radiant Icons, because you never know what doors it may open. It may open the door to the 27th floor of the MGM Signature to watch the race from the balcony that overlooks the last main street. That may be the door it opens. And in my case, it was. In my case, it was. It opened it to the 27th floor of the MGM Signature, overlooking the last main street. Oh my God. Like that is a sentence I can't believe I was able to say on this podcast. Never in my life did I think my gift of yapping on a mic, yapping to strangers would give me that experience. That is truly a once in a lifetime experience that I never know if I will ever get again in my life. But I am so damn grateful that I was not afraid to start that conversation on TikTok. And now I know what you're going to say. Amanda, isn't stranger danger a thing? You're right. You're 1,000% right. And you know what? Here's the thing. Here's the thing. I am a rule follower. I am a rule follower till the day I die. However, I may be now my parents' worst nightmare because of this sport and the free will that I have so willingly accepted with this sport. I've done crazy ass shit because of this sport. And I've definitely ignored the stranger danger rule, okay? You know when they're like, oh, don't talk to people on the internet. Talk. I've done that. I've definitely done that. I mean, that's the reason why. That's the reason why I was on the 27th floor of the MGM Signature on the balcony overlooking the last main street of the race on race night. That's magic. But I didn't follow the stranger danger rule. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. My parents get heart palpitations now because now I have this freedom and empowerment of like, I can do anything. Like, I feel like I'm a little bit invincible now. That's dangerous. And I know I'm a rule follower, but that's dangerous because when it comes to this damn sport, I think I'm invincible. I plan trips with girls that I've only met online to the other side of the world, to Spain. I've met girls that I've never met before for the first time in Las Vegas. And then I go to a stranger's hotel room that I've never met before. Maybe not the wisest thing, but I'm alive. I'm alive and well, and everyone had good intentions because I believe that this sport brings an amazing, positive, supportive community. But always be, you know, head on a swivel, Radiance Icons, okay? Always do that. But again, one conversation can change your entire night. One conversation can change your entire night. And I think with our generation, like my dad was telling me this when he was actually driving me home from the airport. He was like, I'm so proud of you. Like, you can do things yourself. And like, I was also thinking that too, Radiance Icons, because I was like taking in like the pride that I had, because you know I hate flying by myself. You know I was terrified of that part. And you know in the 7 rules to lock the fuck in, I told myself I was going to do something that really scared me. And that was traveling to Vegas by myself. And I did that, right? I conquered Vegas by myself. I showed myself that I am capable of more than I think. I can do the really hard things that scare me. I can do that. And my dad was telling me that he was proud of me. And that I can do these things. I was like, oh my God, Dad, like, thank you. Like, I love you. Like, thank you so much. And then he was like, and you know, a different generation than me, but you guys make friends online and you all meet up in person and then you go and do these like crazy things. And I know we raised you. He goes, I know your mother and I raised you well enough to, you know, be cautious and stuff. But the fact that you just like talk to people and you end up in these situations that are good is like mind blowing to me. Like, you really do that thing, Amanda. And I'm like, you know what, Dad, I do. You know what, Dad, I do. Because if I never commented on Noemi's TikTok about girlies, like, what are we wearing to the Grand Prix? I would have never started messaging her. We would have never started conversing and exchanging numbers and planning to go out clubbing. Which eventually led to, hey, do you just wanna watch the race with us at this balcony viewing party? Yes. Yes, I've never grabbed Erica faster in my life and closed out my tab. I've never done anything so fast before in my life. And that's all because of one conversation that I started online. And I know I'm not afraid to yap. That's probably one of the best gifts God has ever given me in my life is yapping. I'm not afraid to talk to people. I'm not afraid to talk to anyone, frankly. And well, you never know where that one interaction will lead you. Like, that interaction led me to a balcony viewing party. I know I can definitely say that that would have never happened if I didn't start talking to Noemi on TikTok. And I know a lot of the situations that I find myself in never would have happened if I didn't just start yapping on a mic or writing on social media or posting the video. Like, one interaction, one conversation truly can change the trajectory of your life, not just your night. And boldness, the boldness to dare to be yourself, truly does open doors that you never could quite imagine, right? Like it's better than you've ever dreamed of. And for me, that's just one case in point, because the universe responds to the icon who goes first, right? The universe responds to the girl who puts herself out there. The universe rewards good with good. I am a firm believer of that. And I think because I have such good intentions, I love talking to people. I love getting to know them. And I just take the risk on myself. I take the risk on the connection. I take the risk on the interaction that the universe rewards me in return. And well, yeah, I guess for the rule follower, I do bend a lot of rules when it comes to Formula One. But it's all worked out. I'm alive. I'm in one piece. And well, I met so many amazing girls, right? I met Noemi. I met Madison. I met Alexa, and I met Elizabeth, and I've met so many other amazing people because I wasn't afraid to start the conversation. Like, I met Mr. F1 in qualifying, and he was a cutie patootie. Like, that would have never happened. I wouldn't have had a little cute little F1 flirting situation during Friday night if I didn't start talking to the guy, right? Like, that would have never happened. But now I have another guy that I'm adding to the roster, Mr. F1. We like him because he roots for Lando. So right choice, like smart. Okay, like I see you, Mr. F1, I see you. So again, Radiant Icons, don't be afraid to start the conversation because you truly never know what door it's going to open for you. Boldness opens doors. Be bold, be fearless, be you. Dare to be fucking iconic, okay? That's on period. Okay, let me be so for real. Do we remember, I know we remember this. It's a rhetorical question, but do we remember the little video of me getting carried through the casino? Does anyone remember it? I know you guys remember it because y'all have been blowing up my DMs asking for the full story. And well, lesson number three is where we're going to get the full tea of that, okay? So lesson number three, falling in love with your own presence is magnetic, Radiant Icons. And as someone who has been falling in love with her own presence as she is in this Radiant Rain era of her life, I, for one, can say this is so damn true. Like, this is so true. It's wild. But Radiant Icons, when you are genuinely obsessed with your own energy, right, with your own presence, the world, the universe mirrors it back for you. Now, I know I haven't been shy about this. I think, honestly, I've been very, very open about this, but I'm going to say it again. October has been and always will be a very, very hard month for me. It's very exciting because it's Dare to Be Iconic month, right? That's the month we celebrate Dare to Be Iconic and all the progress it's made and, you know, the plans for the future. And I am so proud of the work that I've done for Dare to Be Iconic. But on the other hand, behind the happiness, there is a lot of pain associated with October for me. October is a very triggering and traumatizing month for me. And this year, October has been very, very difficult to navigate. I have been dealing with a lot of things privately that I haven't really shared on here yet. I don't know if I ever will, but in October, I kind of did lose my spark a little bit. I lost my spark for life. I lost my spark for me. I lost my spark for Formula One even, right? I was kind of confused in this navigation of this stage in my life. A lot of other external things that are outside of my control are happening that are affecting me. And it's hard to navigate. It's hard to balance. And so I was really excited to go on this trip to hopefully regain my spark for life again and regain my spark for Formula One again and regain that spark for me, for who I am as Amanda. And through this navigation process, right, of going through the fog, as cloudy and unclear as it may be, I always stayed true in being my own best friend and leaning into that newfound independence of me loving my own presence. That is something that in this era and stage in my life, that is something that I have gained that I am so proud of. Because like I mentioned in lesson two, things like traveling by myself, or even earlier in the season, I mentioned going on solo dates and being like alone in that process was really scary for me. But one thing that I have realized in this stage of my life, in this era of my life, even if it gets really hard at times and really cloudy, is that I have gained this newfound independence where I truly am free and liberated and empowered, because now I know I am more than capable to do all the things that I thought I couldn't do. I thought I couldn't do traveling by myself. I thought I couldn't navigate how to get on an airplane by myself and go through an airport I've never been before on. Like all these things that I told myself I couldn't do, I'm now learning that, yeah, I can do that. Yeah, I can go to this place alone and I'm comfortable with it. Yeah, I can do this by myself and I do enjoy this. I actually like that. And for me, lesson number three really resonates with me, because the truth is, once you fall in love with yourself and you fall in love with your own presence and you're comfortable with being solo, right? Not lonely, being solo, the world rewards you in return, right? Loving your own company makes you glow differently. And that is one thing that I keep hearing from strangers and from my friends and from my family, is that there is a different glow to me. There is a different energy to me. And I truly think it's because of I'm falling in love with my own presence. I'm falling in love with my own presence. And that makes me magnetic. And you know, in a lot of cases, it makes men magnetized to me. What can I say? What can I say? The men love me out here. I know men are attracted to that energy that I carry because I am just so content in my own world. I can give a shit less about a man. And that's on period. But I use it to my advantage. Duh. Like I'm smart. I'm gonna use a man today. Let's call him Mr. Casino Guy. My feet were hurting in the casino and I was waiting for Mr. Casino Guy to be like, oh yeah, I'll carry you. But he didn't. So I decided to give the man a bone and he turned around. He said something and I said, well, why don't you carry me? And he said, okay, use a man today, Radiant Icons. Use a man today, okay? And I did. He carried me throughout the casino. He bought me a water. He escorted me to the bathroom. He made sure I got to my hotel safely. He was a man today. Thank you, Mr. Casino Man, to making sure I got home okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate your service. But anyway, fall in love with your own presence, Radiant Icons, because it is magical. It is magnetic. And hey, maybe you'll get carried throughout a casino. Let's get to lesson number four. Lesson number four is make the opportunity for yourself. Now, Radiant Icons, I know you know this about me because I have said this so many times on this podcast and I will keep on saying it because I am such a firm believer in making the opportunity for yourself. Create the moment for you. Do not wait for the door to open. Build your own opportunity. And a great example of this, when I think of my Vegas adventures, I think of my dinner with Andrea, Emily, Rachel, and Maria. I was really scared to go to that dinner. And I know I say I love to yap and I love getting to know people. And that is true. But sometimes it's scary, y'all. I was going to a dinner in a club with girls I've never met before. And frankly, I only knew Andrea. I never met her in person before. I was connected solely online through Noemi. I still get nervous meeting new people. When I am shooting my shot and I'm making my own opportunity, I almost didn't go. I almost didn't go to this dinner, but I am so glad that I fought through the anxiety and I fought through the fear. I acknowledged it, but I fought through it and I did it anyway. I created my own opportunity for myself to get to know individuals because I never know what's going to lead to it, right? Again, like leaning into lesson two, you never know how it can change your night. You never know what doors are going to open. So for me, I took it as, okay, this is an opportunity that I created, right? Because I reached out to Noemi to put me in this situation, and I'm going to follow through with it. And I am so glad I did. We don't have this shit in Orlando where it's like a comped dinner. So basically, I don't know if it's the promoter or I don't know if it's the restaurant themselves, but we went to this gorgeous restaurant called Komodo in the Fountain Blue in Las Vegas. They have a Fountain Blue in South Beach and it's gorgeous as well. But that food in Komodo, oh my, and I could eat everything. Usually I can't eat a lot of things because of my peanut allergy. You guys know this. And oh my goodness, you guys, that was the best food I've ever had in my life. That was so, and they just kept on giving it and giving it, and we had drinks and everything was free. All you have to do for a comped dinner, so if you're ever in this situation, is the standard is to leave a pretty hefty tip, and the standard usually starts at like $20 cash. And so we got all that food for basically whatever we left for the tip. Like, that's insane, okay? Like, that's girl math to the max. I love that. That was amazing. And now I have friends that I would have never met if I didn't shoot my shot and take that opportunity for what it was. It was to meet girls and make friends and create these amazing memories. And that's what I did. It turned out in my favor. What can I say? I'm the luckiest girl in the world. So when I think of lesson number 4, Radiant Icons, make the opportunity for yourself. Create your own moments that you want. Let life love you back, because life truly does love you. Let it reward you, because the world, life itself, okay, loves to reward the icon who just goes for it. So be that icon. Be the icon that goes for it. Be the icon that shoots their shot. Be the icon that doesn't wait and makes room for themselves. Okay, Radiant Icons, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. As you know, we are in our Radiant Reign era. And for me in this era, I've been finding little things that make me feel powerful, that make me feel sexy, that make me feel unapologetically me. And one of those is my iconic signature scent. I have crafted mine with Oaksha. I do Sinful layered with That Girl Vanilla, and it is delectable, it is sinful, and it is sexy, if I say so myself. Every spritz just feels like confidence bottled up. It is my reminder that I am evolving for myself, not anyone's dusty ass son. And you can have that too, Radiant Icons. Make sure to build your own fragrance through Oaksha. Use the discount code linked in the show notes below to save yourself some cash, because icons do not follow trends. We set the standard. Oh my goodness, Radiant Icons. What a tea time sesh that was. Holy shit. I mean, that kind of is how I feel about Vegas. Like, holy shit. Like, what happened? Like, I feel like I am in a time warp of something. Like, I truly, it feels like a fever dream, actually. That's the best way to describe it. I can't believe I was able to experience everything that I experienced and more within just a short amount of time. And now I'm here divulging all the details to you, but like, I wouldn't have been any other way, okay? I wouldn't have been any other way. But anyway, Radiant Icons, that is your tea time sesh for today. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to subscribe, to leave a rating, a review, to tell your friends about us, to tell everyone and anyone, because you know we love what? More Radiant Icons in our iconic community of ours. But honestly, Radiant Icons, I am so beyond grateful that I get to have these amazing once in a lifetime adventures and experiences, and I get to bring you guys along for the journey, whether it's through social media or on this podcast. And I am just so grateful for the life that I have and the opportunities that I am able to have. And the only reason why I'm able to do any of this, right, be on this mic spilling the tea about my life, is because of you guys and the love and support that you have shown for Dare to Be Iconic, and you continue to show for myself and my business. And I'm just so appreciative that you're here and you're a part of this community, because we all belong here. I am just so lucky, and this community is everything to me. So thank you. I cannot wait for next week's Tea Time Sesh, because I get to answer all of your questions live about Las Vegas. I hope for today's Tea Time Sesh, you are able to take any of these lessons and apply it to your life on your Dare to Be Iconic journey. And I just can't wait to hear which lesson resonates with you the most and how you're applying it to your life. I know for me personally, all of them apply to my life, but specifically, I think right now in this moment, as I, you know, am in my birthday month for sexy 27, I think lesson number 3 is resonating with me because I'm now entering a new age, a new chapter for me. And I think the beauty of 26, or the end of 26 for me, was finding this new independence. And I know that's going to trickle into sexy 27 for me. But, you know, enough about hinting on my birthday. We have a whole episode for that. Don't you worry. We're celebrating National Amanda Day the best way, which is with you guys. But anyway, I'll chat with you next week for the Dare to Be Iconic Hotline. Okay. All right, Radiant Icons, remember, dare to be iconic. Bye.